Now close your eyes and we will begin. Let's start with some controlled breathing. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Now keep that breathing going. You are now a patient with AML. At the start of your treatment journey, you had a portacath implemented in a vein in your chest, just above your heart. This is where your chemotherapy is administered. Now imagine you are in a hospital, sat in a chemotherapy ward waiting for treatment to begin. Can you hear it? The ward is busy today, and the nursing team are rushed off their feet.
Good morning, dear. I'm so sorry to keep you waiting. I know that you've been here for an hour or so. The lab is just a little backed up today, but we are all good to go now. So we're just going to get the IV set up. Are you comfortable? Do you need any more pillows or are you happy with your chair? Did you want to be set up on the bed? Okay, great. That is ready to go. Let's have a look at your portacath. We need to keep an eye on that as we don't want it getting infected. Sorry for the delay. We've had a really busy morning and I needed to sign off on your meds. I promise I'll try to be as gentle as possible, and then it's going to feel a little cold. There we go. I bet you barely felt a thing. Now, be careful not to move around too much or else you'll set the alarm off. I will be back to check on you in a little bit. If you start to feel sick, we can slow things down. I'll be just over there, so just give me a shout if you need me.
Hey. Psst. Hey. That's Emily's seat. I'm sorry, that was a bit rude. I just haven't seen my friend in a little while. I'm sure she's probably just had her schedule changed again. At least, I hope that's why she's not here. I haven't seen you around here before. I'm Darren, what's your name? Oh, I see. You're one of those types, are you? That's okay. It's fine to not want to talk. It's a little scary to be here, but you get used to it, I promise. What are you in for? Me? AML. Acute myeloid leukemia. Leukemia. That word keeps ringing in my head. You know what I mean? I never thought I'd be here getting chemo, but here I am. Fighting for my life. Though, when they said fighting cancer, I didn't think they meant I'd be sat here getting poison pumped into me for 5 hours. Hey, it's been tough. I mean, the treatments, the side effects, feeling sick and constantly being tired. Some weeks, I'm sat here for ages before they even start the treatment. Last month, I ended up catching a cold and had to stay here for a week because my whole immune system is down. Then I think, why bring me here to the hospital, which is full of sick people? I don't get it. Sometimes I just feel like giving up, but then I remember why I'm here, why I'm doing this. I have a family, a wife, kids, grandchildren. She's been great, you know, really taking the whole thing in her stride. But sometimes I just look at her and feel guilty for putting her through all of this. I think she feels guilty in case she gets sick and makes me worse. Some days, I just think she'd be better off without me. But then there are some days where I think they need me. I can't let them down. I've got to keep fighting, even when it feels like life's against me. And then, of course, there's the fear. The fear of not making it. The fear of leaving it all behind. Not seeing my grandchildren grow up. That's the hardest part. But you've got to stay positive, haven't you? Keep hoping for the best. Sorry about this, mate. Sometimes I get lost in my own head. Feel like I've got to work through it out loud.
Hey, love, how are you feeling? Oh, dear. This is a bit of a slow one today, isn't it? It looks like you'll be in for the rest of the afternoon. Now, you remember to call me if you need anything, okay? All right, Darren, all feeling okay?
I'm good. Ready for some air and an early night. Good luck. Hope you're not here too late. Thanks for listening, by the way. I know I went on a bit, but believe me, just talking at you has made today more bearable.
Come on, I'll walk you out.
Take a few more deep breaths, in and out. Reflect on how you felt throughout this experience. Thank you for joining us as we aim to change the treatment pathway of those diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia through the introduction of Inokovi for suitable patients. This session has now ended. You may remove your headphones and mask.